Speaking of the library, Susan Brown joins us now in the chapel, in the studio, holding on to a giant rat because it's Halloween and Jan Bullock left it in the studio.
Yeah, there was a giant rat
sitting here. There was a giant rat sitting here. I completely
Kind of like Austin Powers, the bad guy in Austin Powers, Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil.
With his white cat, except
it's a black rat.
That's kind of weird. I'm going to stop.
That's okay.
Hey, Aaron.
Wait a minute. Have you ever said the phrase, this is kind of weird, therefore I'm going to stop before in your life ever?
This is kind of weird. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good. I forgot about the rat. Jan Bullock left it in the studio. Yes. It is
you
very big
and plastic
and lifelike. You can't
forget him now. He's staring
right at you. Yeah. Yeah. Leave that right there.
It was weird hearing myself on the radio while I was
right?
pulling into the parking lot. That's very strange.
I'm totally used to it now.
Yeah.
I'll be driving around and like a pre-recorded thing that I've done will come on the air. I'm like, oh, that's great. And then I change the channel.
Yes.
I don't. I'm vain. I'll listen to it until it's done. It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So Chapel Hill Public Library, we're going to be talking books in just a second, but how are those new book machines?
It's awesome.
Yes?
You got to come over and see it.
I will.
It's blowing people's minds. We flipped the switch. It truly is. We flipped the switch, I think, on Tuesday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just cool. And the window makes it really delightful. And kids of all ages stop and look at it. And actually, this afternoon, I was up there, and there was a dad with an adorable little... this toe-headed blonde with the little curls. She was, I don't think she was even two. And they'd put their books in the return, and then it kind of makes a few twists and turns, and you have to wait a couple seconds. And then she saw the book that she had going, like, coming up and being sorted, and she's like, my book!
Oh, that's awesome.
It was so cool.
It's kind of like the scene in, did we talk about this? It's the scene in Toy Story 2 where they're on the conveyor belt in the airport, and then you go through, and then all of a sudden it's this, like, amazing spectacle of ramps and things going every which way.
Yes, and
it's
you
just
can
like
see
that,
it all,
right?
Except you can see it.
Yes.
The other thing, talking about movie references, is so once you see it, there's a series of 90-degree turns and ramps up and down, and then conveyances and all of these things. And then when it gets to the long point where it actually sorts them into bins, there's just one long stretch.
Uh-huh.
It's begging for a Lucy and Ethel at the Candy Factory
parody video. Yes.
Like, so many people have suggested it that might have to happen.
That's funny, because when you were talking about it, I just sort of organically, the Oompa Loompa song started to pop into
many
my head.
Many people have said Willy
that.
Wonka.
Okay,
yes.
I'm not the only one.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
There's no earthly way of knowing.
Wow. You're a man of many talents.
Yeah, that's not one of them. All right, cool. We're talking books this week, and it is we're talking about which thing to talk about, because we've got two big things coming up in the next 7 days. One of them is Election Day. The other one is Halloween, and we were focusing
on
Halloween.
Both
equally scary to some people. Yes.
Yes.
But we talk about Halloween.
We can talk about whatever you want to, man.
Well, you said Halloween.
Sure, Halloween.
Okay. I was going to go
with, like, technology stuff, too, with all the AMH things.
Oh,
and I didn't
yes.
think about politics. Maybe we can save that for next week.
We'll save it for next week. We'll be riled up to talk even more about politics after the long election day. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be a fun night. We do election night every year, where we just get a bunch of people in the studio, and we're like five people with their laptops all pulled up, hitting refresh constantly. I'm like, oh, I've got numbers here.
How late does it go?
Usually 9:30,
okay.
Sometimes 10, depending on how late the returns come in and how close it is. Orange County is usually really, really good about getting the returns in very quickly and getting them posted online. Durham County takes a little bit longer, probably because there's just more people, and there's that tiny little corner of Chapel Hill that's in Durham County. The Chapel Hill races, those voters in Durham County can sometimes turn the tide. So a lot of times the Orange County races, the Orange County numbers are in, and we're just sitting there like, all right, Durham's coming. We've got fourth and fifth place are divided by 40 votes. We gotta wait for Durham. But we'll see. It's gonna be a fun night. But today we're talking about Halloween.
Sure. Let's talk about Halloween.
All right,
scary
cool.
books, Halloween
yes.
books.
Scary books for Halloween.
Scary books for Halloween.
All
Who's
right.
going first? Me?
Yes, go
okay.
for it.
That was easy. Okay, so the first book I thought of, we have talked about Stephen King many a time.
Yes.
But thinking about Halloween, but also all the technology that's going on and this giant machine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't say this one. I don't know.
What?
I'm just going to say it. So one of
You're
Stephen King's...
scary machine. machine that kills people?
Yes.
Yes. If you want to see a scary machine that kills people, go to the Chapel Hill Public Library.
No, no. We have a friendly machine. Oh, the other
if
thing that I will mention.
If you want to read about a scary machine that kills people.
Yes, because our machine is friendly.
Is friendly, yes.
And not evil.
That's how it always starts.
And it's awesome. And actually, I should mention through maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, we're having a naming contest.
Ooh.
For the machine.
Nice.
We have learned from other libraries that lots of places come up with a name for it, like you name your car, like mm-hmm. staff kind of name
right,
it.
Right, right.
We decided to let the community help us name it. So there's a little box up there with possibilities, and people are really putting in some good ones.
Nice.
My favorite so far is the Bookie Monster.
I like it.
Get it?
That's cool. Yes.
So
yes.
Anyways.
What do you call it for short, though? Do you call
right
it?
Right now it's AMH, Automated
okay.
Materials.
Yeah, but
handling.
If the name is the Bookie Monster, do you, when you like walk up to it and said, good morning, the Bookie Monster, do you say, or do you?
Well, some people have actually given names, like Clyde was one.
Right,
or,
right.
Or Hal has been very popular.
Harold,
right?
Yes, very
right.
good. Yep.
So anyways, that's not Halloween. So yes, we have a friendly, awesome machine that does the good work for the community. If you want to read about an evil machine, then I would suggest Stephen King's early short story collection called Night Shift.
Okay.
It's got, I think that's where Children of the Corn came mm-hmm. from. And I believe that one of the earliest versions of Salem's Lot is in there. There's
okay.
a terrifying
oh,
one called The
earlier.
Boogeyman.
Yes.
Which is terrifying.
Yeah.
But the one that I was thinking of in that collection is a short story called The Mangler.
Nice.
And The Mangler is set at a industrial laundry facility, and there's
okay.
this giant machine that's evil.
Yeah, right.
And that's
like
all I'm going to tell you, because
okay,
it's scary.
Cool.
But they're great short stories for Halloween, early Stephen King, so it's always fun to go back and read him early, and they're great for just a quick read.
Okay, awesome. So I was thinking Stephen King, too, because I'm not usually into, like, actually scary stories, but I've read enough Stephen King. I've got some good ones. I have to give a shout-out to Misery, because not that I've read it necessarily. I've seen the movie. I haven't read the book, unfortunately. But I'm hosting Match Game at DSI Comedy Theater tonight at 8:30 as part of the Improvised Whedon Company show. And
as the Improvised what?
The Improvised Whedon Company is doing a show
okay.
at 8:30 at the DSI Comedy Theater. If you like Joss Whedon, go there. They're doing Cabin in the Woods. It's great. But I'm hosting Match Game to open it up. And one of our characters, because it's Halloween, is going to be Annie Wilkes from Misery. And it's going to be amazing.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to that. So I've got to give a shout out
I
to
like
Misery.
I like how you turn my radio spot into your radio spot, Aaron.
Every radio spot is my radio spot.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's going to be really
I've
cool.
I've got like swim team with my kids tonight.
We do it every
I
month.
I want to do that.
Yeah, we do it every month.
So next
month we'll do it again.
Joss Whedon thing or Match Game?
Well, both of them happen every month. They're usually on different nights. This month they're
okay.
on the same night because I was in Disney World 2 weeks ago, so they rescheduled it. So just for me. But my actual Stephen King recommendation, this is the scariest Stephen King that I've read, is Needful Things, which is...
Ooh, yeah, that one was scary.
Really scary book, right. Leland Gaunt, who may or may not be the devil, comes to town and sets up a shop called Needful Things, which is like a room of requirement in Maine. You walk in and it just magically has the thing that you maybe didn't even know that your deepest heart's desire was. They've got it for you. You buy it. You take it home. And it's kind of a monkey's paw kind of thing
right.
where it works for you until it turns evil and everyone loses their souls to the devil. It's great.
And his name is Leland Gaunt.
Leland Gaunt.
That's a great
Max
name.
Max von Sydow in the movie.
Yes.
He was good. Yeah.
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 Okay. So not Stephen King.
Not Stephen King.
We have some
yes.
books that are not Stephen King. So this is an author that is not Stephen King.
Okay. Good.
I always recommend to people. So lots of people with many genres, romance or sci-fi, people say, oh, it's horror. It's genre. Mm-hmm. It's either
right.
worthy or I'm not interested or it's too scary mm-hmm. or whatever. I recommend folks like Stephen King or like Shirley Jackson, who is a great
yes.
author. She wrote The Haunting of Hill House.
The Lottery.
Of course, The Lottery,
yep.
which many, many people had to read. Fascinating character. What? Many
it's
people
a ringing
had to read
it's
it.
True, yeah.
Right? It was
it's
in like every
though.
Eighth
yeah.
grade
oh,
English language
yep,
arts
yep.
book. But yeah, so she's great. And what's the other one? We Have Always Lived in the Castle. So I think that she mm-hmm. bridges that literary fiction, air quotes,
yes, yes.
and genre fiction, air quotes.
Yes.
You have to say air quotes when you do air quotes on
right,
the radio, right?
Yeah.
So it's that nice bridge. And she's just a really great author,
oh, she is,
and she's
yeah.
influenced so many people, and so many of her books and stories have been made into movies. So I would definitely recommend, if you were not forced to read The Lottery, or even if you were,
yeah, read
that, and
yes.
then Haunting of Hill House, We've always lived in the castle. She wrote some great non-scary stuff too, but she's fabulous. And I believe there's a new either biography or collection of works about her.
I'm not sure if I've ever read We've Always Lived in the Castle.
Oh, it's good.
I'm gonna have to check that one out. It's I've read the other two, but I taught the lottery in college one time, and there were a lot of people. I was teaching a short fiction class, and we read the lottery. You'd be surprised at the number of college students who get all the way to college without having encountered or heard of the lottery.
Shocking.
So I got to see the looks on people's faces when they got to the ending. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. Okay, so I'm going to go with, I think, an unusual Halloween story, because I really didn't have couldn't think of a lot of Halloween books, but one that I don't know why I think of it with Halloween, because maybe there are, I think, 29 different short stories in this book, and I think one of them has to do with Halloween, so it always jumps out to mind. But it's one of my favorite kids' books, and I don't think I've ever recommended it in all of the year plus that we've been on the air together. Sideways Stories from Wayside School.
Oh, man. Wayside
by Louis Sacker.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
And those are awesome.
I have not. I don't
and they hold
know.
Up.
But I'm sure they hold up. Yeah,
my kids
absolutely.
Love them. I
yes.
love them
oh,
as a kid.
So
you
good.
Love
they're
them.
So much fun. Yeah.
My younger son is you know, he's coming into them. He's 7, but my older one, he's been reading them. He rereads them. So there's Sideways Stories from Wayside School.
Yep.
More Sideways Stories.
Yep. There's Sideways Math from Wayside School.
Yeah.
I think
and
there was a whole
Sideways
math
School
book.
Is Falling Down.
Oh, I never read that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then now they actually did a animated.
Yes, they did.
I don't know if it was actually meant as a series or just like a. It's
like,
somewhere
like
between
a
movie and a series.
Mini-series kind of thing. Yeah.
I actually thought it was pretty good.
Okay. All right.
I thought it was pretty good.
I'm going to check that out. He also wrote Holes later, which became a big movie.
And he's got a new book out.
Does he?
Muddy Boots, Muddy Something.
Okay.
My older boy just read it.
Awesome.
But what's the kind of... Is there a Halloween
no
thing in
idea.
There?
I have no idea. I'm pretty sure there's a Halloween thing in there.
That works. Okay. Okay, ready? I was going to have another one, a different author, but I'm going to go with something else.
Okay.
This one's tricky because
we've
can't...
actually got to wrap this up quick because I've got some... I've got a ticket spot in the basketball giveaway.
Well, then I'll
too,
save it
too.
For next time.
Oh, no. We've got time for one
so
more.
So I don't
yeah.
know the name of the book or the author. I will have to research it because I'm a librarian. I can do that. But talking about childhood scary books.
I'm going to find this.
There was this book that I read. And it was about these teenage runaways who go to the mall, right? And they're going to stay the night in the mall. They ran off, this band of teenagers, and they go to the mall, and they're in the department store, and they're going to spend the night there, right? They've, like, they get away from the security guard, and they're going to sleep in, like, the bedding section, and they're going to, you know, do all this stuff. And, of course, the mall closes, and the security guard leaves, and then what happens? The mannequins come alive at night. And that book terrified me as a kid. And I was at probably like 6th, 7th grade, and I remember reading it and rereading it, rereading it. And
I believe this is called Secrets of the Shopping Mall.
It could be. I'm not sure.
By Richard Peck.
Yes. Richard Peck. Yep. Yes. So then,
research.
I remember it fondly. You could be a librarian.
Yeah.
And then like 10 years ago, I tracked it down. Don't revisit your childhood sometimes. Sometimes it's not a good idea.
Sideways
like,
Stories
how,
from Wayside
yes,
School holds up. Maybe this
that
one doesn't.
Does.
Okay.
This one did not
hold
up.
That's unfortunate.
But when I was a kid, and Richard Peck wrote a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he wrote some good stuff.
The mannequins come to life.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. So if you are a kid.
I don't
kid,
know if that was a recommendation or anti-recommendation.
Pretty sure it's an anti-recommendation. But if you are a kid, if you have a kid who is how old, what do you think? 8, 10?
That was probably 6th, 7th grade.
So like 10, 12 years old, something like that.
Yeah.
It would be fun for them. Like there are books that you have to be a certain age. I read I read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy when I was 29 and it was too late. I should have read it. It's too late. I should have read it when I was 15, 16. It would have been my favorite book of all time.
Right.
But I read it when I was 29. I was like, this is fine. But I was just disappointed that in myself for not having read it at the right time.
I will say also we have up in the library right now two great displays. One is like really like scary books to sleep with the lights on. And then the other one is like scary books for scaredy cats, like not super scary books.
Awesome.
So check them out.
Sounds good. All right. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
See you next week.